I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back to another episode of The Masked Singer, Season 3, Episode 16, Top 4. I'm your host, Bria Williams, a super fan since Season 1. And we have Trina Dong, who was a super fan of the South Korean Masked Singer.
Yes, yes, hello.
Hey, girl. And of course, we have the mastermind of all things music, Rob Styles. What's up, Rob?
Yes, I'm here. Hopefully, everybody's having a good week, including those watching at home or listening.
Yes, you guys. It's getting small and simple here. So, of course, we're going to go over our last four contestants that we have. And, of course, we're going to play our little game, talk about predictions for next week, and wrap it up. So, let's get into it. Overall thoughts, Trina?
I thought the show was good. I usually think most of the show is good. Tonight, I was impressed by someone that I have not been impressed by before. So we'll get into that. But it was fun because I felt it was a little different for me tonight. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah. So I like the show. I had fun with it. It was quick and easy. Nothing too crazy. Didn't make my heart go too crazy, which is always good. I got to hear the frog sing for about, I wrote down the time here in my notes, 3.7 seconds. I actually got to hear him sing for 3.7 seconds. And the Night Angel, I really loved her performance, even better than the turtle. You know I'm on the turtle train, but the night I took flight with the angel, the Night Angel. I really love that rendition of How to Love.
Yes, I agree with the both of you. I thought tonight's episode was good. We narrowed it down to the good ones now. So I feel like everyone is good and they give good performances. And also, like Rob said, it was quick and simple. So you just have more energy for them, I feel like.
For sure.
But as always, we thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. You guys support us through this, and we can't do it without you. So, Trina, who's in the chat?
Yes, right now. Well, we have people hiding in the chat. So, people that aren't talking in the chat, let us know what you thought. We've got Tara Vault in there saying hello. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more as we get started.
Cool. All right, well, let's just jump into it. So, we had the Night Angel start us off tonight, and she sang... What did you sing? How to Love by Lil Wayne. I know that Rob was a fan of the Night Angel tonight, so you want to kick us off?
Yes. I was a huge fan of the Night Angel tonight. I never heard that version, someone sing How to Love like that. I've only heard in the rap sung auto-tune version by, you know, Lil Wayne. But yeah, this performance, yeah, this song, she really made it her own. And that's what I was saying in previous episodes about people doing covers and making them their own. And the Night Angel definitely did that. A whole completely different side to the song. And I felt it a little bit more than I normally fit. As the kids would say, it hit different whenever the Night Angel was singing it.
I agree. Definitely hit different. That is probably my favorite Lil Wayne song, I think. But of course, so many people have covered it because it's not easy to cover, but easier because it's not like a full hard hip hop song. It's, you know, sing-songy rappy. So people have covered it before, but this was definitely my favorite cover of that song. And the Night Angel was my favorite tonight. And that's never happened before. So that was pretty fun. I just really, like Rob said, I liked what she did with it. I liked that she didn't go with the obvious choice of just covering it and hitting some notes in it. So I loved it. What'd you think, Bria?
Yes, I agree with you. The Night Angel wasn't my favorite tonight, but she was definitely on top. Of course, she's in the top four, so she's on top. She's one of my favorites, of course. But I agree with you. I thought this was a great song choice, and I loved how she did it, her own rendition on it. I thought it was amazing, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
I think we can just address her by the name of Candy because we all know it's
Candy. Candy did a really great job tonight. She killed it.
You nailed it, Candy.
Yeah, for real.
So do you want to go into any other guesses? Is the chat saying anything different? I know they're not.
No, they told us. But like,
no, how long have we known? Guys.
Okay. But also, the chat has known things somehow since day one.
Yeah, they do. They always
do. We've got, let's see, Tara, Night Angel was the best. Frog maybe going home next week. We'll get into that. Denisha, Night Angel was my favorite tonight, but I want Turtle to win. Team Turtle. There you go, Rob. Annabelle, I loved Night Angel tonight. Tara Balt, yes, she brought it. Jazzy, it was an interesting song choice. There we go. Hey.
It was interesting song choice. That's
we all know it's comment. Candy, so it's all good.
Yes. Okay, so let's move right along into the Turtle. So the Turtle sang Jealous, which is one of my favorite songs by the Jonas Brothers.
Trina. Nick Jonas.
I'm sorry. Nick Jonas.
They were still fighting then. It wasn't a brother deal then. I love that song, and I love that he sang it because I love the song, but I thought it was a safer choice for him. He could have kept showing out a little bit more. Interested to hear what Rob thinks, though, because we know it's Jesse McCartney, and I sent Rob Jesse McCartney's last album.
You did. So you did.
I want to know what he thought of the performance, but also the album.
I mean, so it is Jesse McCartney. that's for sure. I didn't get through the whole album. I didn't get through it yet, but I will eventually before it's over with. And as far as the performance goes by the Turtle, you know, I'm on hashtag Turtle Train. I'm on the train forever. And here's the thing, like this song, you know, Jealous by Nick Jonas. I only like this song when I'm either drunk or almost drunk. You know, it's like right between you're going to get to the bar to get the next drink. It's like, oh, yeah, I turn my chair, you know, as you dance to the bar.
It gets catchy to the bar.
Exactly. But yeah, hearing this song sober, hearing this on this show, I thought it was great. Of course, you know, I love the Turtles. So anything he does is great. But unbiased, biases aside, yeah, I thought it was a great performance of this song. I feel he could have pushed a little bit harder because he hits those falsettos. And you know, he was talking about idolizing, or you know, one of his idols being Robin Thicke, who's known for that super silky smooth falsetto. I just wish Jesse, or AKA the Turtle, would have pushed it a little bit harder and you know hit some of those falsetto notes. You know, but overall, good stuff.
But Rob, did you like the album?
Some of it. I told you I didn't get through all of it yet.
It's from 2008. That's the album I sent. So. Older 2000s pop music. Okay, that's all. Bria, what do you think?
So maybe I've been asleep on the Turtle, but the Turtle was in my top two today because I just thought he was so good. His dance moves, maybe I just wasn't really paying attention to him before, and tonight he just did something that caught my attention. It could have been the song too, because I really like that song.
Yeah,
but I really liked the Turtle tonight. I did see him being in the top two, which is like scary because I really like the Frog and the Night Angel too. So I'm like, ugh.
But yeah. Well, the chat has words.
Of course. That's good.
Everybody's saying from our last convo, it's Candy and she did well. Let's see. Jazzy, love the Turtle version of Jealous. Love both Jesse and Nick Jonas. Tara, Turtle did pretty well on Jealous, but tough to beat Nick. And Jazzy says, Rob, Jealous is so good at any time. Duh. And Jazzy also says, listen to Jesse's newer songs, which I agree. But I think the album I sent you was the best one. That's all.
Well, I got to listen to Jazzy too, since she said listen to the newer one.
There you go. There you go. That's all you're going to do now.
Not all I'm going to do.
No, that's it.
It's in now on the list.
All right.
Okay. So let's move on to the Rhino, who sang Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. Okay, Trina, what's the face? Go ahead.
It was good. I love the Rhino. And I thought it was good, but it's the same thing that he always does. And that's the problem. We're asking like everybody else to push it harder. And I know that the people that were asking to push it harder, the other three are full-fledged performers, musicians, and I think we know that we can ask that of them. And so to ask that of the Rhino seems a little unfair, maybe, but I loved it, but I wish it was a little different. That's all.
Wow. I mean, but that's his thing, you know, that's his particular style.
Yeah.
We've seen this from the Rhino from day one. And I knew he was going to ride that wave all the way out to the end. And he did. And I think him staying in that wheelhouse, you know, tone wise, I think that kept him in this competition longer than others. I mean, I thought that the astronaut should still be here and the Rhino should be gone. But once again, you know, you got somebody who is consistent and smooth and just does what he needs to do each week to get through these songs. And this song, like you said, it's nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah. Maybe if he would have pushed it a little bit harder, he might have been here again. But yeah, once again, I still, for who he is and the singer he is, he's not really a singer, but you know, for who he is, I think he did great.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with both of you. I think the Rhino has kind of stayed in his wheelhouse this entire competition. Yeah. And I also think the Frog has. I just think the difference is their genres of music. The Frog is more upbeat, uplifting, and the Rhino is just like mellow, kind of low. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just like when you're in a upbeat competition show, like the Frog's genre of music is just going to outweigh the Rhino's. Again, nothing wrong with it, but he made it this far. So
yeah.
It was good.
Should we see the chat? The chat says, Jazzy, Rhino's been doing the same type of style. I agree. Tara Baltz agrees with you, Rob. I just like the Rhino. He's sweet, but not really a singer. Yeah, singer anyway. Annabelle, never heard the song the Rhino did, but it was so cute. And yeah, everybody basically agrees.
Okay. Let's talk about the Frog. So the Frog sang Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, do you want to start us off?
Yes. I was very happy that the Frog went out there and killed Naughty by Nature. He gave it complete justice. And me being as old as I am, you know, that's like a song from my childhood. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I was digging it. But yeah, he did a good version of it. And also, I have to give it up to the Frog once again. This guy can really rap and move and dance. Mm-hmm. He's a ball of energy and still keep the breath. There was one point, though, where he did get a little bit off track because, you know, it's Naughty by Nature. Like, that song's incredibly hard to rap. I wouldn't wish that on anybody at any karaoke across the world. But for him to do it and just get a little bit, you know, chopped up, but still catch the tide and keep on rolling, you know, back on track and finish the song, I thought it was great. I have to give it to the Frog. He's going to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the same. I think that he did. I mean, he just put so much energy, and this guy's got a frog head on him. And so it would make sense that you would run out of steam because there's so much going on in these helmets, these giant helmets. So I definitely give him credit. He always brings it and goes all out every time. And of course, we know this from Bow Wow.
Yes. Yes.
We know Bow Wow to be this. What do you think?
And we know Bow Wow to just like be the most. And so the I think most. Like, of course, Bow, like just of course, everything about his performance was Bow Wow. And he's a performer and a professional too. So like you said, Rob, like when he does mess up a line or something like that, like he is a professional. He can keep it moving, which was good to see. But he just does the most, like that's just who he is. So
yeah,
we're just literally calling him by their names at this point.
Yeah, not even the Frog. Mask off.
Oh my gosh. The chat. So just to go back a little bit, Denisha says regarding the Rhino, she agrees with you, Rob, and her and Tara said that the Rhino should have left before the astronaut. Interesting opinion. May or may not agree. And then everybody basically, the Frog's great. The Artist Beach says Frog has the most swag, TBH. It's true.
Thank
it's
you.
True. Of the swag, no, not Rob, Frog.
Rob. Good one. Wow. Good one.
Wanted to hear Rob.
Funny.
Yes.
Sorry, the Artist Beach. I apparently slurred that word. That was not. I know you said Frog, not Rob. But we can say that Rob probably has the most swag of the three of us. I'll agree.
Yeah, yeah.
And thanks. Let's see. Tara Balt, the frog can dance, but I think he was off on the song this time. See, that's exactly what you two were saying. It's like you'll remember that line because you expect so much out of him. So like when you screw up a line, it's hard to get back.
Yeah, but what he's doing is incredibly difficult, you know, in,
for like sure. You said,
in that head. And just whenever you know, Bow Wow or Frog goes out there, he leaves it all on the floor. He's like a broke man in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
For
he's
sure.
betting to win, but he could possibly lose and he doesn't care. So exactly. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, as we know, Big Rhino went home tonight. Barry Zito. Big Rhino. Yeah.
Did anybody see this dance in the...
Oh, the background?
Yes.
No,
we never talked about that, guys. We got to start talking about that. Doing the show. This background is killing.
These background dancers. Do you remember at the very beginning when there was all that cheese for Miss
yes,
Mouse?
Yes, I remember yes. that.
Yes, the cheese.
I think I blacked out on the background dancers after that.
Oh my gosh.
So much.
Yes.
The rhino, though, he's like 7 feet tall. Yeah. You towered over Nick Cannon.
Oh my God, can we just talk about how cute Barry Zito is though? Like he took it off and I was like, wow, you're cute.
Yeah.
The picture that they show of him whenever they say it's Barry Zito, I'm like, okay. But I was just impressed with his looks. I was just surprised.
Yeah. He's a 7-foot-ish tall baseball player, you know? He's not 7 feet tall. I don't know how tall he is, but he's as tall as the rhino was, which is unexpected.
Yeah, that's a tall dude and he's not a singer, and to see him go out there and, you know, make it this far and keep it, you know, not even being a singer, never really performing in front of people, I have to take my hat off to Barry Zito because that he did good and got really far.
You guys think he'll do more music?
No.
Yeah, I think this is, yeah.
Not even like YouTube covers?
No. And he's got a baby. He's such a family man. He's told us that being on the show.
Maybe him and the baby will do covers?
Maybe not.
In quarantine? Okay.
Yeah, the quarantine covers. I don't know. Fine. Maybe he could do more covers in the future. I mean, he's retired from baseball, has family, you know.
Never know.
What else?
Yeah.
All right.
The chat. So Jazzy says Bow Wow and Jesse McCartney definitely top two. I wouldn't be mad if Bow Wow wins, but I would love to see Jesse win. The artist speech says, ha ha, Rob's cool too. Mm-hmm. Tara and Jazzy both said they knew it would be Barry Zito. We know, guys. We just, you know, we didn't believe it until we saw it. And then Ken was right about the Jag clue. Jazzy just said that. Oh, yeah. How random for him to be right about that one thing ever.
Yeah, that's super random. That I'm too young to know about Jag, but you know, Ken is old enough to know about Jag. But like just to remember a pitcher had a cameo on Jag season 9. Come on.
And they played
super random.
Yeah, like he played himself or he played a pitcher.
Right.
Like, how would you even know that?
I mean, let's be real, too. We're talking about Ken here. He's silly and he's funny, but the man is smart as heck. Like, he's so smart. He's a doctor, for God's sake. Like,
he's got that photographic mem.
Yeah, he's a smart man. He just tries to trick us with the funny.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. That's pretty much it for the chat.
It for the chat? Okay, yeah. Well, we'd love for our producer, Ryan, to get us a game going here. He has something special planned for us today, you guys.
I do. special game today, y'all. Alright. So, happy week 9. The first game, we had a little bit of a tease of this last week. It's called Let's Go Crazy in Love, where I give you two artists, and you need to find out the songs that each share a word that bookend each other. So I would give you Beyonce and Prince, and it's Let's Go Crazy in Love because they bleed together. Hopefully we all understand how that works.
We do.
First up, and we do have a tiebreaker game, so stay tuned for that. Okay. First up, the Eagles and Katy Perry. Do do do
do do do. Rob.
Yes, Rob. Your name is your brother. Is... Three, two.
Hotel California Girls.
One. Yes, ding ding yes. ding. Rob gets it. Hotel California Girls. Well done.
Bria, we probably could have got that one too. You that's got, good.
That
to,
one
that's
was
good
for
to
you
know.
Guys. So
sorry. Well, the Eagles was not for us, but maybe Katy.
Yeah, Perry. Yeah. Katy Perry was in our direction.
All right. Adele, Taylor Swift.
Boom, okay. Boom, great.
Boom, 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 boom. Looking at the live chat. Shout out to Tara Baltz. Shout out to Jassy Jones. Shout out to the artist Beach and. Denisha
Adele
Bessard.
Taylor Swift.
Ah, Jesse Jones got that last one, but she didn't say the full title. We need a full title, Jesse. Just a heads up. Full title all the way through.
Wait, Adele Taylor Swift?
Adele Taylor Swift. Yeah. Adele, who had a interesting Instagram pic earlier this week, as well as T Swift, who is somehow still breaking up with people during quarantine.
She broke up with him?
I have no idea. I made that up.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Please, who's, your name is your buzzer. Adele, Taylor Swift. Two songs that bleed together with.
The... Yeah.
Are they hits?
They are hits. Some say they're biggest.
Okay.
Hits.
Wow.
Oh. Look into the chat to see if anyone can come up with it. Again, it's Adele. Jassy knows it. Why don't you type it? Oh, she knows to do the full title.
Oh no, she know what you do.
Yeah. Any guesses, Bria?
I. Oh.
Shot in the dark.
Bria. Hello.
Hello, what?
Hello, Taylor.
So here's one thing. If it's a one-word title song, it probably doesn't apply to this game because they need to share it. Otherwise, it would just right. be one song. So it's
Ryan
not.
Ryan loves this part of the game coming after Bria.
Loves this part.
No, no, it's just really constructed. You can go again if you'd like.
I don't have another.
I can Rob. I can Rob.
Rob.
I can throw one, but it's probably not it. Hello, look what you made me do. So that's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't work. But
it doesn't
he
work.
Was trying to. Tell
I tried.
You.
I so really you're, tried.
You're close, but neither of those tracks are in this one here. I
think the chat is wrong. Correct. That doesn't work. Right.
That does not work. I can give you a hint. I can give you the okay. word. In the middle. The word in the
yes,
middle.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
You. Yes, please.
The word you. So each of the tracks have the word you in it.
Hmm.
That's a Adele hit has you in
you
it?
Did not get it, Jassy Jones. You are wrong. Guys, we're going to need to do a timer. I was a little worried this would happen.
Give us 5 seconds.
All right. Five. 10. 9. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. It's the biggest hits. 2.
Yeah. No, just keep 1. Going. It can't be their biggest hits.
It's the biggest hits. It's someone you? Like you belong with me. So.
I don't know that Taylor Swift song.
You belong with me? It's not her biggest hit? Okay. Maybe I'm a little checked out in Taylor Swift's category.
Thanks, Bree. Thank you, Bree.
She wasn't talking to Bria Williams. She was talking to Brianna Fitch.
Sorry.
So
I was talking
to. It's a point to the dealer. I think the dealer got that point there. We're gonna go next with
you did.
The house wins.
Paul McCartney and Carly Rae Jepsen.
Okay, great.
That narrows it down.
Way down.
Carly Rae Jepsen's. Okay.
I don't know.
And Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney from the Beatles. He was one of four. I don't know if you're familiar.
I barely know.
Carly Rae Jepsen has
McCartney
one
songs.
Famous song.
I'll give you a hint.
Do you know it?
I only know the I only know the Carly part. I don't know the.
Go for it.
The Paul McCartney part. Well, I mean, I know it, so they'll.
Are you buzzing in, Trina? It.
No, because I don't know the Paul McCartney.
Was this Paul
part.
McCartney solo or like Paul McCartney
was
with
Paul
wings?
Paul McCartney
or?
Solo.
Hmm. So not with wings.
I actually don't know if he was with wings or not.
Oh, no. Okay.
I can confirm.
Bria, we're both. It's either Rob or Bust.
He was not with wings. He was solo.
Oh, then, yeah. I can't help you. I can't help you.
Jassy has half of it.
Jassy. And also, just quick shout out to Denisha, who did get the Taylor Adele.
She did. Mm. Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Yeah.
Hold
on. Oh.
Ooh, wait, are you buzzing in, Rob?
No.
Do we know what the chat has to say?
I'm thinking out loud.
Tara Vault has got it. That ding, ding, ding. Tara Vault, call me. Maybe I'm amazed. Maybe I'm amazed.
Wow.
Yes, that's a pretty, that's a recent yes. one, too.
That's...
No, it's not.
Yay, Tara. Oh, good job.
Awesome job. Tara Vault's on the board, tied with Rob at one. I'm going to, right into the next one. We'll go Adele again with the Bee Gees.
Okay, great.
What?
Hint, it's the same Adele song.
Not my game.
Okay.
The same Adele song.
It's the same Adele song from earlier? Ah. Okay, so it... Okay.
I don't know. Any Bee Gees songs?
All right, wait. Are you serious?
I can't remember the Adele song from earlier.
It was Someone Like You.
Oh, Someone Like You. Okay,
I'm serious, Ryan.
Staying Alive? You don't know Staying Alive? Okay.
Well, yeah, but would it be someone?
It wouldn't be Someone Like You Staying Alive.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense.
It would have to have the word you.
You exactly. win it, Rob. Someone or someone. It's you. Okay, so that's a hint.
That was a hint.
It's the you. It was the you part. So, do they have any songs with you in it, Rob?
10, 9.
Oh.
8.
This might not be it. Trina?
7. Trina?
Someone Like You Make Me Feel Like Dancing?
Oh, you're so red hot. You just messed up the title. But red hot.
Say that.
Red hot. But you didn't get the full title right. You messed up a word. So someone can buzz in and have the correct title. You messed up one word, but you're red hot. Your name is your buzzer.
Priya.
Priya.
Someone Like You, You Make Me Feel?
No.
I got it. Rob. Someone Like You Should Be Dancing. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. Trina gets an assist, I think, there. We should probably grant that one to Trina, because I think she got there. She got
you
there.
It's honestly impressive that I just heard Barry Gibb in my head.
And it's impressive that you just said Barry Gibb.
You should be dancing.
So I think we have a three-way tie between Tara, Trina, and Rob right now. I have a feeling Bria's going to get on the board in the next one.
Bria's going to get on the board the next one. It's for you, Bria.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go. This is Doja Cat featuring Nicki Minaj and
okay.
Pink.
Oh, Trina.
Trina.
Say So What.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done, Trina Dong.
Oh, that's,
say so
that's
what.
Good.
Incredible. Sorry, Bria. There. Wow.
I couldn't let it go on.
I couldn't let it go on. All right. Here we go. The Cure and Eminem featuring, that's right, Rihanna.
Great. Oh.
Eminem Rehab.
I just sang it to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Again, that is The Cure and Eminem.
I don't know anything about The Cure.
They have one song.
So I'm
going
to help. They have one song.
I mean,
they have one song about a day of the week and a certain emotion that they feel towards it.
Oh. I can't remember the name of the song.
Shout out to Jassy, who also got Say So What. She was throwing out Staying Alive and Someone That You Used to Know, but Say So What was it. Guys,
wait, can you say the hint again?
Just to recap all the hints for this next one. And again, it is The Cure and Eminem featuring Rihanna. The Cure's song is about a day of the week. And an emotion you feel towards a day of the week. You know, what's a day of the week? It might be tomorrow. I don't know. And how they feel about the day of the week that is tomorrow. While the Eminem Rihanna song is the only Eminem Rihanna song that I'm aware of.
I believe there's two.
Okay.
Is it right? Look at what Jazzy said.
Let's see, Jazzy Jones in the chat throwing
out. Or is that the same song? It's the same song.
She has one track correct.
Yeah, it's the one I was singing, right?
This is what Jazzy Jones said in the chat, by the way. Monster or Love the Way You Lie is...
Dun, 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 dun,
the track
dun,
is
dun,
Love the Way
dun,
You Lie.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, so it was not the song I was singing.
We have Love the Way You Lie, but you just need the other half of the puzzle. Rob?
Oh.
Friday, I'm in love the way you lie.
So you messed up one part.
So close.
You messed up one part, but very close.
Oh.
You can ring in again if you'd like.
How is it messed up?
You messed up one aspect of it.
Try
again.
Wow.
There's just one. There's one letter that's missing there. Rob's answer was Friday, I'm in love the way you lie. There's one letter missing there.
Bria.
Bria?
Friday, I'm in love with the way you lie.
No.
Incorrect. Come on!
Not Trina? A word. Yes, Trina?
Oh. Retract.
Retracted.
Rob, retract.
Do you just want to change one little detail of that title you had there?
Friday, I love the way you...
You know what?
It's Jazzy,
Fridays.
Right?
It was Fridays.
Fridays.
No, you got it. Rob gets the point there.
So Fridays, I'm in love the way you lie.
Fridays, I'm in love the way you lie.
Okay.
Here we go.
The artist Beach also said Friday, I'm in love the way you lie.
Well done. All right, guys, cool. Lightning round. I believe the score right now is Rob with 2. Trina with 2, Tara Baltz with 1, Bria's got 0, but I think she can catch up here. All right,
Bria.
Now this is the lightning round. Different game, a little bit of a different game here. A lot easier, in my opinion.
Okay.
I'm going to say the title of a track, and you are going to give me 2 artists that each have a song with the same title. For example, there's a song named called "Wrecking Ball." That's Miley Cyrus and Bruce Springsteen. That one's a bit more obscure, but that's how this would work. So I'm going to give you the title, and you have to come up with both artists. Now, there are a few examples here that have a plethora of answers. So there's multiple combinations for a few of these that you can get right, but I only need 2. So here we go.
I'm cold.
First one up, Creep.
Go ahead, Bria.
Name is your buzzer.
Oh, Bria, but Bria? Now I only have 1 artist.
5. 4, say it. 3, or don't. 2, 1.
TLC and In Vogue.
Incorrect.
Rob. Radiohead and TLC.
Ding, ding, ding. Radiohead and TLC. Well done. Rob on the
Jazzy,
board.
They're rooting for you in the chat. Bria, Jazzy's rooting for you in the chat.
Thank you, Jazzy.
Jazzy's like, Bria, you got this. All right, number 2.
Bria, get it.
The track, the title is Crazy.
I know 1.
Crazy.
There are a lot, right?
Yeah, some say you're crazy for not knowing this. Some say you're crazy if you do know this.
Bria, do you know any? I'll give you a clue of 1.
I don't know any.
The song title has its... Okay, it can't be a piece of this. It has to be the title.
Has to be just,
no, it's the,
just
title.
The title, Crazy.
Okay.
And...
So Crazy.
Oh, Denisha got TLC and Radiohead, and so did Artist.
Whoa.
Yeah, well done.
Shout out to the chat.
Here's 1 hint. The artist of one of the artists of this track was on The Voice for the first couple seasons.
Oh, Jazzy got it.
Mine needs the load. Jazzy, Jazzy got a combo of it. Jazzy got one of the combos.
The only one I know is by a band where Alicia Silverstone was in a music video.
That's the one I know. I'm trying to figure out that second one.
The other one is from a guy that is called something else.
Is a surname.
Has a surname, a pseudonym. Pseudonym.
If you will.
And... He, like Ryan said, was on The Voice. He also
got in some trouble with some drugs in Florida.
Yeah.
drugs in Florida.
Also,
he's bald. He always wears sunglasses.
He sees you driving downtown with the girl he loves.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got it.
Your name is your buzzer.
Does anybody else want to go into this?
No, you.
Okay, Rob.
Rob.
Aerosmith and CeeLo or Gnarls Barkley? What is that?
You got it. You got it. You got it.
There
you go. Gnarls Barkley, yeah.
Rob, again. All right, here we go. Number three. See You Again. The track is See You Again.
I'm stressed.
Very recent. both songs are very recent.
Technically,
very
you could...
Recent.
Ryan, well...
Rob?
Technically, you could go with two of the people on the song because they both released. So you could say Charlie Puth and then Wiz Khalifa because it was both their songs.
Oh,
but that would be cheating. That would
different,
be cheating
different songs, though. Different songs.
That's exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Different tracks, different lyrics. But same title. He just gave one, by the way.
Yeah.
Trina's got Trina, who sings it?
Bria.
We got that one, but
Bria,
that is the
see
one.
You again.
That's one already. Rob already got.
It's coming to me. I'm thinking it in my head again.
Okay, and who else?
Oh, Sam Smith. Sam Smith. Sam Smith. Bria.
All right, what are the two artists, Bria? Bria, Sam Smith, and
the other one that Rob said earlier.
It has. He has a brother that just came out with some music. You probably don't really know that. He's got perfect pitch.
The chat has it.
Mm. Yeah, the chat knows.
Chat's got Charlie.
This guy has perfect pitch.
Perfect pitch. Ooh,
you just gave it. He just said it, Bria. Bria Charlie? Ryan just said his name. Yes, Charlie. What rhymes with Booth?
Charlie Ruth.
Oh, God. You do not deserve this.
He sings the song Attention. You
he
just
goes,
want attention.
I goes,
don't
oh,
God.
Okay, so could we say Wiz Khalifa then? Wiz
you can.
Khalifa.
You absolutely can.
And then.
So I'm going to get this
right.
Point. This point goes to the chat. This point
is
goes
Patsy
to...
Cline and CeeLo right?
Yeah, so there were multiple answers here. We could have gone Wiz Khalifa. You could have gone Tyler, the Creator. You could have gone Charlie
Ooh.
Puth. Mm. And you could have gone Carrie Underwood. All have songs titled See You Again. So the chat will get a point on that one. Going someone just typed Bria
and Patsy
face Cline
palm. And CeeLo, right?
Yes, and Patsy Cline.
Yeah. Literally, who is Charlie Ruth?
Yeah.
That's not a person, Bria.
All right, next track, guys. Here's the next title. We have four more. Hello.
Four. Okay.
Bria. Lionel Richie and Adele.
Ding, ding, ding. Bria is on the board.
Bravo.
Hold on.
Bravo.
Maybe the most famous one.
Lionel Richie pulls out Lionel Richie. Good going.
But who's Wiz Khalifa? And going to the next track, we're going with the song. It's titled.
No, she didn't know Charlie Puth.
That's right. The next song is titled.
What was the song?
One. The number one.
What's that Brian McKnight song?
Back at one.
That's back at
oh.
One. Your name is your buzzer.
Is there a Backstreet Boys song named One?
There are multiple answers here.
One.
Yeah, a song with the title One.
One. Rob, what's that song? Rob, what's that song?
I don't know.
It goes one. One. You know that song?
No.
We're gonna start the timer. One. It's one. I'm gonna go with
chat, we need you.
We
Hello.
Do need the chat here. The song's title is one. We're gonna go with a 10 count of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
One.
Guys, no answers?
Tell us,
wow.
Tell us.
Okay, so first of all, Metallica. Second of all, U2. Third, Creed. Fourth, Ed Sheeran. All have songs titled One.
Oh.
So that's a goose egg. I think that's a deal.
That's
point.
True.
Yeah. Who in the chat got it right?
Who we got in the chat?
You Two and Mary J. Blige.
Oh, it hasn't loaded for me yet. Oh, yes, Jay Ruiz on the board. No, take it away from the dealer. Give it to you. Jay Ruiz is on the board. Jay Ruiz has been silent this whole chat, and he pops in with one. All right.
He just swooped in there with one.
Wow.
Next one.
Metallica and Lewis. Oh, Miriam, thank you. I knew that was a Backstreet Boys song.
Next one. The song is called. the song is called Photograph.
Oh, I know one.
Yeah, everybody knows that one. It's such a annoying song.
Oh, maybe you don't know it.
Oh,
maybe we know a different one.
Photograph.
Okay.
Is yours sung by a redhead? Redhead British
guys,
singer?
Your name is your buzzer.
No, I'm asking Rob.
No, this one's a Canadian.
So we know a different one.
Okay.
There are four options here.
So, okay, Rob.
Priya, what's the song with Photograph?
Why are you testing me?
All right, let's go do a Rob. Rob, bust in.
So
we can go Ed Sheeran, and then we can go Nickelback.
Well done.
That's the one I was
We also would have accepted Def Leppard and Weezer. But well done. Perfect.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Did you think Ed Sheeran was Canadian?
No, Chad Kroeger is Canadian from Nickelback.
There you go.
Got it. I was thinking Ed Sheeran.
We're approaching the final three here.
Okay.
This one's a little bit more of a deeper cut. Somebody to Love is the title.
Find me. Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh. I think it's the...
Your name is your buzzer.
It's wrong. Go, Rob.
Rob, Justin Bieber and Queen.
Wow. Well done. Yes, we would have also accepted Jefferson Airplane, but that is correct.
Can you sing the Justin Bieber song, Rob?
I just need somebody to love.
Wow.
Yes.
That's how that's
well done.
We've got some answers in the chat that we missed. Jazzy had said Ed Sheeran, Maroon 5. Must be correct.
Don't think Maroon 5 has one.
Oh, really? What?
Do not believe. They do have one called Photograph.
Okay. Denisha also said Nickelback, Ed Sheeran.
I'm thinking of Phone Booth. Or Payphone. Oh. Or Payphone, I think, is what you're thinking of.
You got the last one, Ryan?
We got two left. Sorry, what were you asking?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right,
cool.
Go ahead.
Here we go. The song is Stay.
Trina. Alessia Cara / Zed and Rihanna.
Well done, Trina.
That's
dog.
Good.
We Thank also you. Would have accepted Maurice Williams and Zod, and we also would have accepted Jackson Brown.
Mm.
There you go. All right, and the final
What's
one.
The last one?
This one's
go.
Worth all the points.
Uh-oh.
This could be mine.
This is a final Jeopardy. Here we go. Put Tara Balls in the chat. Sing it, Rob. All right, here we go. The title is Closer. Your name is your buzzer.
Rob? 9 Inch Nails and Kings of Leon?
Rob is our winner, ladies and gentlemen. We also would have accepted the Black Keys and Tegan and Sarah. That is correct, though. Kings of Leon
and
Nine
Neo.
Inch Nails, and Neo.
Neo, too.
Priya. Good honorable mention.
I get a point just for helping you out on that.
That was.
Sure do.
Put me on the board.
Put me on the board.
Put me in the last segment.
All right. Thank you, chat, for playing with us. You guys were amazing. As always, better than we are.
Yes. Shout out to the chat. Thank you for showing up week in, week out.
Yes.
And winner Rob, do you want to give us a prediction for next week?
It's between the Night Angel and the turtle. That's it. Frog will be
discontinued.
Dead. Yeah. But that's all I have. That's the only thing I have.
I agree. I think that's the only thing, unfortunately, that makes the most sense at this point, although, you know, the frog killed it the whole time, so it is sad because I think he deserves the accolades too. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with the frog and the night angel.
Oh, you think the turtle's gonna go?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Interesting.
I do. I guess we'll have to see until next week.
Interesting. Those Jesse McCartney fans, though, they're coming, they're gonna unite and they're gonna keep it in the audience, I think.
They will.
But we don't know.
Does the chat have any predictions?
Yeah. Of course, way to go, Rob, as if you guys thought that he wasn't gonna win. It's like, duh. The chat, Terribault says the frog goes home. I think, though, that everybody else kind of said that earlier, that the Night Angel and the Turtle were going to be where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see until next
week.
But until then, in the meantime, you guys can catch me on Instagram at Bria Williams _, as well as on TikTok and on Facebook and Twitter at The Bria Williams.
Y'all can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Hey Trina Dong.
You guys can catch me on Instagram at Rob Stilo. That's R-O-B-S-T-E-E-L-O. Please invade the DMs with any T, or any predictions you have.
Yes, until next week, we'll see you then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.